And some of the things that were presented this year at the ASCO meeting, I think, were very enlightening as to fertility preservation alternatives that may make this ovarian suppression strategy obsolete.
Can you talk about some of those?
Well, the things that came out of the ASCO meeting this year that I think were the most telling. First, before we discuss the issue of fertility, there has been a lot of data that's been collected through the NSABP, the B30 trial, and a project that was initiated by the late Dr. Petrick, which tries to look at the natural history of loss of menstrual function. And one of the observations that these investigators made in this, which was the first large-scale look at the effect of taxane-based chemotherapy on menstrual function, was that, as expected, the likelihood of becoming amenorrheic was age-related, which you would expect with any chemotherapy regimen. In a non-randomized setting, those who got taxanes fared a little bit worse than those who didn't get taxanes, although it's very hard to say how real that difference is. And then the most important observation of all was the reversibility of the amenorrhea. And there appeared to be, in Dr. Petrick's presentation, a plateau in amenorrhea rates after year two, but not until year two, meaning that between year one and year two, after the end of chemotherapy, a significant number of patients regained menstrual function. And I think this has implications, for example, for the application of aromatase inhibitors. If a premenopausal woman is treated with chemotherapy and becomes amenorrheic, is it appropriate to assume that she will remain in a state of real menopause? Absolutely not. At least based on this natural history information, it appears that it takes 2 years to be able to establish with some certainty that a woman is going to remain in a state of menopause.
How do you factor in age, though, in that?
The way that this project was presented in breaking patients down by age brackets still suggested that women that were, I'll say, over the age of 40 and less than the age of 50 still had a reversibility, even after the first year. It was modest, but it was definite. And I think if a woman, say, at the age of 45, who is 5 years from the mean age of menopause anyway, gets chemotherapy and becomes amenorrheic, I still don't think that we can be assured that her ovaries will remain in a state of menopause until we've followed her for 2 years. I think that's the piece of information that was given this year that I think was the most interesting and the most useful.